My name is Alexandra Vargo, Oberlin College class of 2011, and I'm majoring in art history. A Pond in the Forest by Meindert Habermas was painted in 1668, which was an especially important year for him. This was the year that ended not only his most prolific and productive period, but also his career as a painter. In 1668, he was appointed Amsterdam's official wine gouger, due in large part to his marriage in the same year. We can identify this work as one of his later paintings for several reasons. Here, Habermas's work is influenced by, but not dependent on, the style of his mentor, the famous landscape painter Jacob van Ruysdael. In the early 1660s, his paintings were so similar to those of his master that some people said the only difference was that Habermas's landscapes were slightly cheerier. Here, his dark palette remains similar to van Ruysdael's, but Habermas differentiates himself with the bright zones of light. Additionally, this painting is significant in its minimizing of human presence. Most of Habermas's paintings feature some sort of rural architecture, but this one doesn't have any, just a couple of scattered figures. Habermas's emphasis on nature and his detailed depiction of nature suggest that he is painting an actual place and that his painting is true to life. However, it was common for Habermas to alter the landscape in his paintings to fit a certain composition. He liked to recycle certain elements that he considered to be tried and true, such as the use of a path to allow the viewer to enter the landscape, and his alternating zones of light and dark, both of which we can see in this work. What I like about Dutch landscape paintings is that they are deceptively simple. I think it's easy to dismiss them as just pretty things, but they're actually products of a rich cultural context. There are little clues in A Pond in the Forest that reveal things about Habermas and the 17th century Dutch Republic. First of all, it's interesting to think of Habermas's choice to only depict rural landscapes when he lived his whole life in the bustling city of Amsterdam. It shows an appreciation for the land and perhaps a nostalgia for simple living. However, he also hints at the newly independent Dutch Republic's rapidly expanding capitalist economy. This catapulted the Dutch Republic to the forefront of international trade, due in large part to its access to and utilization of the sea. Habermas refers to this vital aspect of the Dutch Republic in his depiction of a sluice, or water channel, on the left. There seems to be an inherent patriotism to this work, in both its allusions to the flourishing economy and the international importance of the Dutch Republic, and also for its simple respect and appreciation for the land that his fellow countrymen had fought so hard to liberate.